This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Six people who say they were injured by Denver police during the George Floyd protests in 2020 will split a payout from the city. Denver City Council approved more than $1 million in payments yesterday. Lawyers for the six say police used tear gas and other weapons against nonviolent Black Lives Matter protesters. An Aurora woman is grieving 13 members of her extended family who were killed by the earthquake that struck Morocco last week. Hanan Gewon's parents are safe in Casablanca, but relatives who live near the quake's epicenter in the Atlas Mountains did die.
It's just hard. And then I'm thinking about my mom. She lost 13 of her cousins and uncles and people that she grew up with. And she just kept repeating, Morocco is sad, Morocco is sad, you know.
Gaywan works at the ECDC African Community Center in Denver. She just visited family in the Atlas Mountains in June. At least 2,800 people have died in the quake so far. Denver residents may get a six-month break before a new sidewalk fee kicks in. CPR's Nathaniel Miner explains.
Denver voters last year approved an ambitious plan to fix and repair city sidewalks. It raises revenue via a new property fee. Most homeowners will pay less than $200 a year, but some will pay a lot more. Some city councilors want to make tweaks over the next few months and are proposing to delay the fees until July 2024. Sidewalk advocates say they're okay with that, but they also say the program should take effect as soon as possible. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Come find more at CPR.org. The high in Denver today is 78, Colorado Springs 63, and Grand Junction 80.